push for, to remove special prosecutor gains momentum as private legal practitioner Martin Pegbu insists failure to brief the public on institutional frustrations in prosecuting former finance minister smacks of betrayal of the Constitution.
Article 35 and Article 125 of the Constitution require that we respect the sovereignty of the Ghanaian people. So if we set up a public institution and it is allegedly being frustrated by other institutions, the prudent and common sense thing to do is to come back to the Ghanaian people and report.
We'll bring you details after he faced off with fact-finding committee constituted by the Office of the Special Prosecutor a few minutes ago. Yeah, on Top Story. And Top Story, as always, is brought to you by Telecel Connect and Energy's Holy Insecticide Spray and Coil Enjoy Holy Sleep, and also by Sure Pension Trust. Into the future with you. Tonight, push to get Special Prosecutor Kisi Ejabing out of office is gaining momentum after private legal practitioner Martin Pegbu faced off a fact-finding committee established by the Office of the Special Prosecutor. Earlier, a group of Ghanaians marched to demand the resignation of the Special Prosecutor. The group accuses him of failing to deliver on his mandate. They insist the President John Mahama must either terminate his appointment or dissolve the office entirely, claiming it is not serving the purpose for which it was established. Let's take a listen to Apostle Abraham Lincoln Labi, who led the one-man demonstration to call for the head of the Special Prosecutor, Kisi Ejabing.
The Special Prosecutor office is for all of us. So
is really playing with our mind.
Yes.
So we want the President, John Dramani Mahama.
Yes.
We don't hate him, but we hate his works. He is doing what we call duplication of duties. Yes. What he's doing, Yoko is doing the same thing. Yes. But our evening is out. What is the most important? You told Ghanaians that you saw Kenneth Furata going. Why didn't you host press conference and address to Ghanaians that this is the information that you have? For that matter, Ghanaians, rise and let's fight this cause. You didn't talk to anybody. When KSM, you realized that the fire is coming, then you came up by saying this thing. One way or another, you have to send resignation letter straight. You don't deceive, you are not fit for that job.
So that's Apostle Abraham Lincoln Labi piling pressure on President John Dramani Mahama to get Kisi Ejabing out of office as a special prosecutor. Now, you would recall Mr. Martin Pegbu last week made comment to the effect that the special prosecutor Kisi Ejabing had colluded with former finance minister Ken Oforiatta before his recent travel outside the country. This afternoon, the OSP invited Mr. Martin Pegbu to brief a fact-finding committee on these allegations. He exited the meeting a few minutes ago and has been briefing our team on the ground. Listen.
The Special Prosecutor Office is for all of us, so I don't want to go into the details of what we discuss, the protocols. No, that one we will leave that. We'll give it some confidentiality, right? Yes, that much. I think I want to give it confidentiality. When we are done, then the final results will be put out there. Yes.
But so, basically, what do you make of this whole process?
Yeah, the fact-finding inquiry they are attempting to do is good. It's good riddance. You see, when I called on Kisi Ejabing to resign on the 8th of November, right, because he had allowed Oforiatta to escape, after that week, it appeared the topic had died down. The following week, the following Saturday, I repeated it on TV3, but briefly. So it is good riddance that he now invited me to come. So because he invited me to come, because of the comments I made that he should leave because he allowed Oforiatta to abscond from Ghana, etc., it has brought the case to the front burner. Now it's a full case. And you see how Ghanaians have joined in. You see even this morning, Apostle Abraham Lincoln Labi organized a one-man demonstration, and I went there to help him. You see, at 12 o'clock news, Joy FM, you carry the Joy News, etc., all the media houses, TV3. So you see that And Ghanaians are participating. Go on social media. You see how they are baying for the blood of Kisi Ejiabinda. He must leave. 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 So that is the consciousness. So that is the constitution we are protecting. Because what is at stake now is a betrayal of the Ghanaian people and the constitution. Because the preamble, Article 1, Article 35, and Article 125 of the Constitution require that we respect the sovereignty of the Ghanaian people. So if we set up a public institution and it is allegedly being frustrated by other institutions, the prudent and common sense thing to do is to come back to the Ghanaian people and report. That's how come when President Akufo-Addo was interfering in Martin Amidou's work, Amidou came and held a press conference. The same way he, Kisi Ejiabin, when he felt other institutions were not working, he came and did Ankwa Numa Part 1. So he should have come in this case to do Ankwa Numa Part 2. Simple.
But that's a good riddance. What do you make of the OSP investigating or looking into this particular issue? People are saying that maybe a different entity should have handled this. What do you make of that?
Excellent. So that is what we are looking at. I don't want to go into details. Let's just... So what Ghanaians started saying, even before I first came here last Wednesday, that's what we are negotiating.
You heard my colleague Fatau Bayaga there speaking to Martin Pebu. Now, he just returned from the OSP and joins me in studio with more on this developing story. Bayaga, I mean, what was his demeanor at this particular office?
Brace, he arrived at the office of the special prosecutor at about 2 p.m. and spent approximately 33 minutes in a meeting with officials of the OSP. It was a private conversation. About 33 minutes. In fact, he said last week it was 22 minutes.
Okay.
But this week, I mean today, 33 minutes. And this was a private conversation which the media wasn't allowed in. Martin Pebu looked very calm with beams of smiles on his face as he went into the office for the process to continue.
Aside what we just heard him say, what were some other issues he raised?
Breeze, basically he discounted claims by the OSP that their investigations reportedly led to the nation to save about $2.79 billion following their probe into the SML agreement. Mr. Pebu clearly noted that the credits would be given to Manasseh Azuri-Awuni and his colleagues who investigated the deal and not the OSP.
All right. Thank you very much, Bayaga, there with details from this particular encounter between Martin Pebu and the Office of the Special Prosecutor on this particular fact-finding committee. This is still the top story brought to you by Telecel, Connecting Energies, Holy Insecticide Spray and Coil, and also by Shode Pension Trust. Into the future with you. Well, let's get more by bringing in Martin Pebu himself. We've had him on the line here. He is a private legal practitioner. You heard us speak to him earlier. Martin, I'm grateful to you for joining us here. In terms of this encounter with the OSP, what actually were they trying to find out?
They basically needed some information from me. Oh, Martin, you said to think that could be investigated if only you provide more insight. See, so that's basically what they say. If I would provide more insight, it should make it easier for investigate. Which ordinarily I don't mind, but except because it concerns Kisi Ejiabin, I would not likely give her the information like that, except when necessary protocols have been put in. Yeah, because you know now there are 16 petitions, 16 for the removal of Kisi Ejiabin. So it tells you something is afoot. It means that the whole of Ghana, people are dissatisfied with Kisi Ejiabin's management of the Special Prosecutor Office. And you've seen the Manasseh's writings, Manasseh Azuri-Awuni. You see how he's exposed Kisi Ejiabin. You see how he's exposing that the investigation started in January this year. Meanwhile, Kisi came and said some things. It was last year before KPMG started, and then they stopped when KPMG was doing their report, then they resumed. But you've seen the emails. You see, that's God, though. I told you that, look, this game is over for Kisi and Sami Darko. Hey, Sami Darko, interview him. Let him come and personalize this. I told you, look, Ghana is a very strong country, very strong. Sometimes we underestimate ourselves. You see how Kisi's story is unraveling very rapidly. I told that Kisi has to resign. I told you, to resign. It's untenable. He can't keep that office with the revelations Manasseh Azure Awini has made.
So these 16 petitions, where are they?
It means that they are with the president, and so we will soon be going to President Mahama to find out, has he forwarded them to the Chief Justice? I'll be doing an RTI request tomorrow. You know, we take it one day at a time. The conversation is just beginning, so sometimes you want to say, right, don't rush it. Yeah, I remember there's this young lawyer who called me about 3 weeks ago when I first hit Kisi on the 2nd of November. The young lawyer was like, oh, Martin, they will say you are jealous of Kisi. Don't talk about him again. And I said, you wait. Yes, this afternoon I had a conversation with him, and now he's wiser. He's wiser. So the conversation, let's take it one day at a time. If Kisi is wise, he will resign, by close of tomorrow, because now it's untenable. It's untenable. He'll go, Sammy Darko. Yeah, he'll go, Sammy Darko. Sammy Darko can stay in that office because he kept rationalizing all these things. Now you go to Facebook, you see Sammy Darko saying, even if the investigation started in October, oh, they've done a lot. You see, even if, you see, now he's being caught. I told you.
Let me hear your point.
Yeah, I discovered the game was over for Sammy Darko about 3 weeks ago when he stopped engaging me. Then I knew. Yeah, when he stopped attempting to rationalize stuff with me on WhatsApp.
Okay, so for you, it is not for the dissolution of the office, but for the removal of Kisi Ejabing.
Absolutely, and then Sammy Darko to go, and Albert Akrugu to go. These three guys have to go. Yeah, they are like the three musketeers, the three whispers. Yeah, they have to go together. These three guys can't stay in that office.
So you think the office can serve its purpose?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. No, I would advocate to death for us to keep the office because of the economic principle that division of labor. I don't support us going to keep like a 2,000-man force under the attorney general. It will be unwieldy. So this is my simple logic. The division of labor we learned in secondary school economics. Look, if let's say we have four heads, four different institutions, each one, provided we have good managers, that's the thing. And that's a different kettle of fish. The manager being bad, we cannot solve it by going to give one manager. If you lump all, assuming the total force is 2,000, and you lump them in one institution, and you have a bad head, we are doomed. But if you divide them into four groups, 500 each, and then maybe two heads are bad and two other heads are good, at least there's something. So let's leave that for now. That the heads being bad, we are supposed to use a different approach to settle that. But now let's go with the division of labor principle. One person, the work to be done by one person, okay, let's say the total manager, attorney general, to manage all these institutions. If you divide it among four institutions and you get good heads, four good heads, we'll make far more progress than starting the attorney general with everything. So, based on the economic principle, you see, when you've learned division of labor from childhood, how many years on, having heard that they've since discounted or thrown out the principle of division of labor. So, I'm for no division of labor. That's what I'm for.
Quite interesting what's happening now. We're now being told that 16 petitions have been filed for the removal of the OSP. If you are given the job to do, will you accept it?
Oh, we haven't reached that bridge at all. Let's cross it when we get there. But look, I can tell you on authority that I've never gone to anybody to ask for that job, and I've never dreamt about it. No, I just want a better Ghana. Never dreamt of that job. I'm telling you the gospel truth.
Okay.
But when I used to talk and it went for NDC, have you seen me go near any public office?
That's true. Okay.
Just do it. I'm an activist.
Great. Do stay with me. Let me bring in Vitus Azim. He is an anti-corruption crusader. Grateful to you, sir, for joining us here. What do you make of the recent development, especially with the OSP's investigation of the SMO? We are now being told that contrary to the viewpoint of the OSP, that this investigation started earlier on, we hear now and know, we've seen correspondence that it started this year. What does that tell you as an anti-corruption campaigner who has so much trust in the OSP?
It raises concerns about the integrity of the whole investigation process. It gives people suspicions that the Office of Special Prosecutor is not very keen about this particular SML matter. And that is worrying because See, when you are giving contradictory information, what do you want us to believe? What you are saying is different from the one who originally gave the information. And he's giving examples and giving dates of what happened. So definitely, you begin to become unconvincing. And I think that's not good enough for the trust that the people need to have in the office of the special prosecutor.
Where do you stand on the calls for the removal of the OSP on one breath, and others say, let's scrap the office entirely?
As for scrapping it, I don't think it's necessary. If that we are not satisfied with the performance of the current person, that doesn't mean that the institution wouldn't need it. It has been established, and I think that it has done a few things, maybe not satisfactorily. So it is not enough for us to say to scrap the office. But for the individual, well, it is the individual, people's assessment of his performance. And I think that a number of people are not satisfied with his performance. But if they are calling for his removal, there are necessary procedures to follow. I think that demonstration is not, in his case, demonstration is not the way to go. There are other ways to go, maybe to file a petition with the president, like they've done with the former chief justice, and probably have done with the electoral commissioner. But the problem with this is that we are putting the president in a very difficult situation, because people are going to read political meanings into these petitions, and that is not good for our democracy.
But I mean, why is it not good when people feel that the special prosecutor is not doing the job for which he was appointed to that office?
What I mean is, for example, if a few, one or two individuals should petition the president, it's probably different from when there's a whole group demonstrating. People may see it as being politically motivated. That is just my point. I'm not saying that they have no right to do it or they have no basis to do it, but then people will give different interpretations to it, and I think that is not the best of interest. And you see, I have said before that the Office of Special Prosecutor itself, this mere existence, puts fear into people, knowing that if you don't do the right thing, somebody's going to come after you. So even though they might have not had any successful prosecutions, not recovered so much money for as expected, its existence has put some fear into people, and maybe it's necessary that we allow it to for some time before we can finally give a concluding assessment of the office.
The office itself. But what about the officer occupying that particular office? Do you support calls that in absence of any major achievement, he should be let go?
It's not clear.
Can you hear me now, sir?
Yes.
I'm asking, do you support calls that he, as a special prosecutor, must be sacked? Mr. Azim, do I have you?
Do I support
calls for the special prosecutor, Kisiye Jabeng, to be relieved of his position?
I think we should give it a bit more time. But put fire under him so that he'll be compelled to sit up and do what he's expected to do. Because Mantamido left, he has come, and if we continue removing them, institutional memory and all that, we are not even sure who's going to come in again and whether the person is going to be different. So maybe we should let the person be there, but continue to push fire under so that he'll be compelled to sit up and do the right thing.
If you say put fire, what should we do?
Well, the pressure, like what we are talking about now, what Manna Pebu and other people have been talking about, calling on him to do the right thing, my finances, contradictory narrations about what has happened, these are things that will hold him to the fire, compel him to actually come out and admit the truth and not continue to give contradictory information.
Well, but with all that has happened, will Ghanaians have that trust that, in fact, if they keep him there, he will do the job? And what do you expect him to change to have that acceptance by Ghanaians if he's retained?
I've not heard well, but if you're saying that if Ghanaians have lost confidence in him, what do I expect to change? That should make him to sit up and change. But he's being told that we are not satisfied with what he's doing. And so it's time for him to be changed and do the right thing.
Okay. All right. So now that we've had 16 petitions, we understand there are 16 petitions that have been filed against for his removal. You're advising the president to hasten slowly on it, right?
I'm just struggling to hear you.
Okay. I'm asking that once we hear there are 16 petitions for the removal of the OSP, is it your advice that the president should hasten slowly on acting on those petitions, since you say he should be given another time?
Well, I've said that there are procedures we followed. And so if the president looks at them and is convinced that the petitions have some basis, then maybe he would have to initiate the necessary action.
I'm grateful to you. Vitus Azim is an anti-corruption campaigner. Abraham, but let me bring in Martin Pebble. Martin, do I have you? Are you still there?
Yes, I'm here.
So you've listened to Vitus Azim. He feels that Kisiye Jabin should be given more time to prove himself, and he should be, you know, fired up by the criticism to do better.
Oh, I certainly cannot agree. I suspect Vitus Azim hasn't heard the other stories. Look, when I started this SML thing, I told you that Kisiye Jabin is done westerns. I knew what I was talking about. Vitus Azim hasn't heard. That's not like Vitus Azim that we've known over the decades. I suspect he hasn't heard information. He's not been well briefed. Look, check my post. The time I did the Facebook post, I'll send it to you. I stated in that Facebook post that Kisiye Jabin had done westerns. What you've heard, this Manasseh revolution, oh, this is still the tip of the iceberg. What is yet to come is worse.
But what are these worst things you're talking about?
Oh, I want one day at a time. You see, when I started, they were like, oh, no, that's not right. It's a national conversation. You will see. This is a tip of the iceberg. So Kisi has to leave the office immediately. Immediately. And so that part, you see, Vitus Azim generally today is not been at his best. You see, initially he was against the demo, saying that it would appear is politically covered, tainted. But what tells you that an individual cannot be sponsored by a political party to file a petition? You remember the Charlotte Osei petition? Don't you remember that somebody didn't sign, and somebody was even a dead person, but because Akufo-Addo had an interest in the removal of Charlotte Osei, he allowed the person who didn't sign to come and sign, and the dead person, the petition went on. So it's neither here nor there to say that a demonstration
for the country to support you, we need to know what else you know.
Let's you conclude that he has to go. Time. Could you breathe? Even this is so embarrassing, and that's where I'm getting my shock. I'm getting the shock that Ghanaians have seen this, and we are so seated. Anchor, by now, the street should have been filled this evening. The Office of Special Prosecutor, the street there should have been filled this evening, that he should get out immediately. What are we waiting for again?
Okay.
What are we waiting for? Ah, your special prosecutor is lying through his teeth, and Vitus Azim says give him more time. I'm not sure Vitus Azim prepared for this interview.
To be fair to him, he says if the president finds merit in the petitions, then he should follow the due process.
Yes, but before then, I said that no, give him more time. That's why I thought that, oh, Uncle Vitus Azim, oh, it's like football. Today has been a bad day for him. Because Ghana Integrity Initiative, Vitus Azim, saying that a special prosecutor who has been caught lying, okay. How can you trust such a liar? Martin Amidu wrote it about 2 weeks ago that Kisiye Jabin was lying. And through his scam. And I'm telling that this, what you think is the tip of the iceberg. Look, people have information in town. You know, Ghana is a very small place. The information that's yet to come, sir, you run. Kisi just has to go. If it's wise, look, he won't be in that office beyond tomorrow.
All right. Yes. I'm grateful to you. Martin Pebble is a private legal practitioner. Let's now bring in Abraham Lincoln Labi. He is the convener, the protesters, the concerned Ghanaians who protested on the streets of Accra today for the removal of the OSP, Kisiye Jabin. Mr. Labi, do I still have you? Okay. Mr. Labi's line has dropped off. Okay, Mr. Labi is still on. Mr. Labi.
Hello.
Great. Beyond your protest, what is next for you?
Hello.
Mr. Labi, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
I am asking, beyond the protest today, what is next?
Oh, what I'm thinking of is, like what I said, I'm just waiting for the president to act on it. if he didn't act on or if he refused, then the next thing I would do is in 2 months, 3 months, I would hit on the street again. But this time it's not going to be a one man, but it's going to be a massive people.
But so do you know the full detail of the wrongs that according to you the OSP has committed that is so, making you call for his removal?
If you read my petition, you know, he made a statement. Sometimes I ask myself questions that a lawyer displaying such things, you know what I'm saying? You on your interview, you said that you saw Kise Jabin going and Kenofrata going, but you couldn't do anything about it. Look, how can you just come out? How can a whole lawyer, you make such statement? You made such statement. How? You saw him going. Now, listen to me. You own Ghanaian's allegiance. You don't own that politician that put in that office alone. You own Ghanaian's
allegiance. Okay, I'm grateful to you for joining. Let me bring in Justice Abdullah. He's a private legal practitioner. Justice. Okay, all right then. Let me wrap up the bulletin here. This has been Top Story, brought to you by Telecel Connecting Energy's Holding Synthesized Prey and Coil and also Shield Pension Trust into the future with you. Up next is News Night here on Joy 99.7 FM.